parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 135 of the My DVC Points podcast. I'd like to welcome back to the show Andy Berry. How you doing today, Andy?
I am doing totally awesome, Chad. How are you?
I am doing great.
Happy New Year to you and to all of the listeners out there. First episode of the year, isn't it?
Actually, Andy, this is going to be the third episode of the year. We're recording them and airing them a little bit out of date, so it's kind of hard to do the mental math there sometimes. But
all good.
I'll tell you what, though. This is the first DVC market report of the year, so that's kind of fun news.
Yeah, and everybody likes the report because it's full of interesting information and tidbits and knowledge to help the listeners educate themselves about what's happening out there in the marketplace between Disney buybacks, average selling prices, and we go through the listing inventory.
Talk about some opportunities. It's a little unique content for us because most of our stories and most of the things that we produce is what's called long tail content in podcasting, which means if I record a series about Hilton Head, we do 3-4 shows about Hilton Head, the resort really doesn't change all that much. So that content is good and vibrant and fresh for years, but this is what's going on in the market right now this month. So it's kind of a unique thing for us.
Let's just jump into the numbers then, Chad.
Okay, so what's been going on with average prices in December, Andy?
Average prices, when you look at them across the 12-month cycle, not much has changed for over the course of the year. You got a little bit of nuances between a couple of the resorts. For example, Polynesian price came down about $6 a point from November, down to $148 a point. On the flip side, the Grand Floridian went up a couple dollars a point from $165 to $169. But across the spectrum of the resorts, essentially the prices are about unchanged.
Yeah, it seems like Poly did come down a little bit. It seems like it spiked a little bit in the fall, and it's starting to come back down to what I would say was about average for the year.
Yeah, more realistic number.
Yeah. Just looking at this, it's just like Animal Kingdom within standard deviation, Bay Lake within standard deviation. Beach Club is starting to cool down a little bit from its high in September, October, which given that that's food and wine season, I could see why people would get excited about buying Beach Club then and kind of raise the prices.
Yeah, that's pretty typical about that time of the year. You go back and look at history.
Boardwalk seems to be coming back up a little bit. It took a little bit of a dip in November.
Maybe the new water slide, the Keister coaster.
Yes, the new refurbished ones. I miss my creepy clown slide. I'm just telling you, it's does not look like a deluxe resort slide, but I'll save that for another show. Over at Boulder Ridge, Andy, we saw, a 17-point drop from November.
Yeah, 10%. That's a big one. That's unusual because we are very low on inventory in that. We'll get to that too as well, but could be that people are thinking about maybe Copper Creek or even looking at other resorts when it comes to ownership.
Yeah, it could be. And I'm just looking at, the yearly average. It seems like we're back down to about the year average. And again, maybe we spiked in October, November.
Just out of a trend, yeah.
Yeah, Copper Creek looks about average. Grand Flow looks to be holding the line a little bit high, but it's not the highest we've seen this year, but it's pretty close. Old Key West is starting to creep up a little bit. It's trending upwards at 107.
Probably we talked about, and then Saratoga, always going to be a strong performer.
Yeah, Saratoga came up to 109 average.
Yeah, highest price of the year.
Yeah, so that was kind of an interesting close for Saratoga Springs.
And interesting when we get to it, Chad, we are low on inventory for Saratoga. So any active sellers out there, just get in touch with us and we can use some more Saratoga listings for the inventory.
Yeah, that's a good point. Alani seems like it's holding steady at about 96 a point. Grand Cal coming up a little bit at 224. Hilton Head, 74 a point, but it's been anywhere between 81, 69. So it's about middle of the road.
Yeah, midpoint.
Yeah.
and Vero right at 70, 68, 69, 70. That's pretty close for Vero. Alani, we could use some more inventory. First time in a while we've been saying that.
Oh, inventory short at Alani is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my first trip scheduled there for June, Andy, so I'm deathly afraid that I'm going to get add-on-itis for some Alani points when I'm there, but I'm holding off. I'm holding off, Andy.
What year June are you planning, 21 or 22?
21. June of 21. It's the MyDVC Points meetup. I know myself, Gina, Vicky, some of the team, we're still going, and the resort is completely sold out by then, so the only thing you can do is get on a wait list if you want to try to join us. But it's going to be a fun time. We've had that trip planned for, I want to say, 2 years now. Yeah.
2 years. That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. We're looking forward to that. I know we started to creep into inventory a little bit, Andy. Is there any contracts out there that we should highlight as really good deals?
I think good deals are you can always see on resorts where we have maybe a little too much inventory. So, for example, Copper Creek should be a good opportunity to cherry pick a nice contract from. Old Key West, another one. We're a little bit high on the inventory there. Polynesian, way high relative to last year. I mean, last year at this time, we were talking about needing some more Polynesian inventory. Well, coffers have been full, and there's maybe some opportunities there at the Polynesian.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and I see a couple extended contracts that are there on for Old Key West. Those are always...
There's three of them. Yep, three of them out there. In fact, we were talking with a buyer today earlier. That's when you start to compare that Old Key West relative to some of the other 2042 contracts like Boardwalk or Beach Club, the price per point is not absurd or abnormal from a standpoint of comparison for the extra 15 years.
Not really. And got one out. It's a 300-point contract, but it's double points. There's 600 Correct. Points available for October 2020 use year. Well, you've got time to buy that contract, close on it, use 300 points and bank the other 300 for next year.
For the listeners who are out there, if you don't know, and you're hearing this for the first time, the Old Key West Resort, the rooms are about 20% larger than the traditional other resort rooms. And the points are about 20% fewer points to stay at that resort. So it's a great, great opportunity to own there.
Yeah, Old Key West, one of my favorites. It's one of my family's favorites. Everybody in my family loves Old Key West. If I make a booking decision and announce that we're going to Old Key West, I get zero pushback in my family. Zero.
That's okay. Good.
Yeah. So we're huge fans of Old Key West over there as well.
On the inventory side, opportunities we're looking for, sellers out there, we need some help. We need some more Animal Kingdom, Bay Lake Beach Club listings. I already mentioned Saratoga Springs and Alani. And as always, we can use some more Grand California. We do have a couple out there, but they go quickly when they do come on the boards.
That's true. You can always use some more Grand Cal. I know those things go pretty darn quick. Andy, let's do something a little different in this report. I know I contacted you a couple months ago and we listed some of my contracts for sale. And it's just because we're scaling back a little bit. And the other part of it is I just looked at it and was like, man, the market's up pretty good. I can make a little bit of money if I just sell. So that was my story. And so far, we've still got a beach club out there that's listed. Then we sold one beach club like overnight. It was a 50-pointer.
Yeah, first couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, that one just went like gone. And then the other thing is I did list a Saratoga with you. And that sold, I don't know, within a week or two.
Yes.
It wasn't out there very long. And so I ended up taking 102 for that. And it was a 225-point contract. I listed at 107, which is right what your tool said to do. Mm. But half the points were missing for 21. So I only had like 119 points on there. So when I looked at it, I was like, man, coming down $5 is kind of typical in DVC world. And the seller tried to offer lower than that. And I just kind of stuck to my guns and... They declined my 102 once, and then within later that night, they called back and said, you know, we'll take that 102.
Happy to take it. That was a good price that you sold that one at.
Yeah, I think that was a very fair price for them, and I really do wish their family well. I think I bought that contract through Nick in 2017, and I paid $85 a point for it.
Wow.
You know, it made $17 a point for me, and I used 1,100 points off of that contract. And I think that's a key story to be telling people when we start looking back into this and saying, why buy resale? because you're buying low. And historically, over time, the remaining points on these contracts has went up in value faster than the shrinking contracts have decreased it.
Exactly. I mean, for example, Chad, you know, we're my wife and I are owners and members at Bay Lake Tower. We bought 11 years ago, paid about $100 a point for it. We've used the points for the last 10 years, and now I could sell them again if I wanted to, probably 150, 160 a point.
Yeah, that's kind of the story here. And I just looked at it and I did some rough napkin math, and I think I paid around $6 a point for those 1,100 points that I used on that contract over, well, the 2017 points, 2018, 2019, and half of 2020s. No, I take that back. When that 1,100 points comes into 2017 points, 2018 points, 2019 points, the 2020 points, and half of the 2021 points, and I ended up paying with dues right about $6 a point. That's not a bad way to go. And if you ask me, that is the cheapest way you're going to be able to stay on DVC property is to buy a resale contract, hold it for a few years, and sell it. That's
most cost efficient way to do it.
That's my whole thing on here. And if you guys hear nothing else as to why I'm a huge fan of resale, it's for that reason. And then when we decided, hey, look, we wouldn't mind having an extra $20,000 up to put down on, you know, maybe a house in Orlando or something along those lines is kind of what we're thinking now. Maybe we should just buy a house there. Not selling off all my DVC, not going to do that. But that's kind of what Laura and I are thinking because we're there so much. It just makes sense to us to come back in and shift some of the real estate holdings down there from DVC into a house. But I think that could be a natural progression of people in moving and looking.
Yeah, I think you're starting to see some of that going on in the market. The market is very hot on the real estate standpoint in Orlando and other places around the United States.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking at it going, I've been working from home for almost a year now, and it's likely that I'll get to keep working from home. So why does it matter if home is in Orlando or home is in the Detroit area? I might as well work where it's warm because it's pretty dang cold out there today, Andy. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we're suffering a little bit of a cold spell out here in California today. I think it's in the mid-70s, sunny blue sky, a little bit of sand blowing around, you know, to compensate the snow that's going around in other parts of the country. But it's overall, I'll stay where I am.
Yeah, yeah. Rub that in, Andy. Well, that's pretty much all I had to go over this market recap report. Is there anything else that you think of?
Just lots of exciting things happening on the DVC resale market. Stay tuned to our webpage, our Facebook page. Get out there, take a look at everything, and look forward to hearing from as many of the listeners as we can. You can always reach out to myself directly by calling 949-412-0850. Or searching me out on email. Send me an email at andy@dvcresalemarket.com. And if you ever forget who I am, how do I always constantly remind people, Chad?
Andy, like on the bottom of Woody's boot. That's like permanently etched into my mind now.
You got it. Thanks for listening to us today. And I enjoyed being with you again, Chad, as always.
Oh, it's always a ton of fun, Andy. And just so everybody knows, that is Andy's direct cell phone, okay? Like, it's not often you hear people just give out their cell phones on social media, but that's what these guys do, and they're all here to serve you. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back next week with another DVC member story.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.